Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, master the art of providing coverage for clients who travel. The ASG team has solutions for snowbirds, sunbirds, and every traveler in between. ASG Episode 22, Medicare for Snowbirds, Sunbirds, and Travel Enthusiasts, written by Roxanne Anderson. Individuals can only enroll in Medicare in one state, the state of their principal residence, where they vote, file taxes, and have a driver's license. For health insurance agents, this makes finding the right Medicare plan for retirees who like to travel a bit complicated. Whether you're trying to find out which Medicare plans are best for snowbirds, sunbirds, or travel enthusiasts, here's what you need to do to ensure you lead clients in the right direction. Get to know your clients' habits. When you work with individuals who indicate they travel, it's imperative you learn more about their nomadic lifestyle. How often do they travel and where to? How long are their trips? Additionally, as with all clients, it's important you find out about their healthcare and insurance preferences and needs. Do they prefer to go to certain hospitals or doctors? Visit their providers frequently? Take prescription drugs? Getting as much background information on your clients as you can will help you determine the type of benefits they need and ultimately the plans that are the best fit. Weigh their options. Upon discovering everything you need to know about your on-the-move clients, consider which products are appropriate for them. Medicare Advantage. An increasingly popular choice among the Medicare eligible, Medicare Advantage or MA plans can offer low copays, $0 premiums, value-added benefits, and prescription drug coverage. The drawback is some can also operate within service areas as small as a zip code and have limited provider networks. While PPOs and HMOs generally offer little to no coverage for out-of-network services, some do offer features allowing members to receive limited in-network coverage in a different state. Original Medicare with or without Medicare supplements. Original Medicare's benefits are more basic than those of MA plans. It doesn't offer much dental, vision, or hearing coverage, or any prescription drug coverage. Nevertheless, you can sell beneficiaries a Medicare supplement or MedSup policy to help fill in the coverage gaps. Those enrolled in Original Medicare and a MedSup can go to any Medicare provider in the country. Additionally, some MedSups even offer coverage for healthcare services or supplies obtained outside of the country. Medicare cost plans. Though they're more uncommon, Medicare cost plans are viable options. Individuals who enroll in Medicare cost plans keep their Medicare Part A and B coverage. While these plans have networks, members can pay their Part A and/or Part B coinsurance and deductible to visit out-of-network providers. What's more, members can also get prescription drug coverage through these plans if it's offered, or opt for a standalone prescription drug plan or PDP. Prescription drug plans. Depending on the type of Medicare plan your clients choose, they may need to purchase a PDP. These plans vary in the drugs they cover, their costs, and their in-network, preferred, and mail-order pharmacy services. For instance, some PDPs offer a regional pharmacy network and some offer a national pharmacy network. Advocate and advise. Finally, after you've weighed all the options, research plans and prepare to make recommendations for your wanderlust-driven clients. For vacationers, your clients who like to take week-long trips a few times throughout the year, they should be fine enrolling in an MAPD plan. They probably won't need to see their doctor or fill any prescriptions while they're away unless it's an emergency. To stay on the safe side, recommend a PPO or an HMO that offers emergency out-of-network coverage and a PDP with a regional or national network. Your snowbirds and sunbirds are a little different. Because these clients spend months at a time living at a secondary residence, they would benefit from the combination of Original Medicare and a MedSup. Your best bet would be to recommend that or a Medicare cost plan to your migratory clients. For those who are passionate about getting an MA plan, Suggest one with a regional or national network, or one with a feature, such as guest membership, that will enable them to receive in-network coverage near their second home. As for prescription drug coverage, the MAPD plan should feature a regional or national network that will fit their needs. What about travel enthusiasts? Recommending original Medicare, a MedSup, and a national PDP is the best route you can take when assisting those who travel from state to state or adventure abroad. If you have clients who enjoy traveling outside the U.S., suggest MedSup plans C, D, F, G, M, or N. They all offer foreign travel emergency health care coverage. Just keep in mind the changes that are coming to MedSup in 2020. Our MedSup Changes infographic does a great job of outlining what's to come, as well as the differences between MedSup plans D and G. We've got the link to that in our show notes. Also there, a link to the 2009 Pew Research Center study that found 52% of people aged 65 or older reported enjoying more time to travel as a benefit of aging. The bottom line? By identifying the proper plans for your roving senior clients, you can help them enjoy their golden years. And if they need healthcare while they're away, their Medicare coverage will help to pay. If you need assistance with narrowing down the right plan for a particular client, you can always ask the experts here at Ritter Insurance Marketing. You'll find that link in our show notes, along with links to related articles and podcast episodes. That's this week's episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, please subscribe to the show. You can do that on Podbean, in iTunes, or on the Apple Podcasts app. While you're there, leave a review and comment. We'd love to hear what you think. It helps us to make the podcast better, filling it with content just for you, and it's also your chance to get a shout out on the show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.